Baruch Hashem. Okay, here we go. We are in Sanhedrin 12b. This will be the third and final installment of this sugya. God willing, we should finish the sugya. Welcome back, Tony.
Thank you. Which one?
Oh, I welcomed you back last week, Tony. You're ready, old business. You've been here for a week already. That's it. Okay, anyway, let's quickly review the question that Gemara left us hanging on the lurch. Rabbi Yehuda, if you recall, said in our Braisa that we do intercalate a year because of Tumah. If most of the Jews will be Tumah on Pesach, and therefore they will not be able to bring a Korban Pesach, therefore, what do? We can intercalate the year, push the year a month later to enable people to have time to become purified, and we will intercalate it. Although we said that, argued with the earlier rabbi that said we don't intercalate. So, the Gemara wanted to understand, why does Rabbi Yehuda say you can't intercalate it? So they said, because he holds Tuma Dechuya Betzibur. As we explained, that this rule, that when most of the Jews are Tame, there's a rule that when most Jews are Tame, or if there's an offering for all the Jews, that if it will become Tame, okay, we say the laws of Tuma don't apply. But we said there's two ways of looking at that idea that the laws of Tumah do not apply. Do we say, well, really, there is Tumah, we just push it off, and we would prefer to that it wouldn't be Tumah. It would be better if it wasn't Tumah, but okay, it is. The other one says, no, it's like there's almost like no Tumah at all, and it's fine, everything's great the way it is. We just say, the whole thing doesn't apply and finished. So if Rabbi Yehuda says we have to intercalate the year, must be he holds that the Tumah is only pushed off and it's not the optimal decision. If there's something better to do, let's do something better. So let's push it off. And the other rabbi, the Tanna Kamma, who said we don't push off the year, it says he says it's Tumah Hutra B'tzibur. It's like it's not a problem at all. But Rabbi Yehuda must say it's a shtickle problem. I mean, it's not a preferred state. So let's push off the year. To which we asked a question on him from the Gemara dealing with the tzitz. And I'm not going to go through the whole business with the tzitz again. But basically, from that Gemara to tzitz, he held that Tumah Hutra B'tzibur. And therefore, it's a contradiction what's going on. We don't have to review the whole tzitz business, but it's a contradiction what does he hold. Because the answer will be stunning. But before he answers this question, sometimes you answer a question by asking another question. So that's when I ask you, okay, you say it's a contradiction of Rabbi Yehuda. Well, let's look in that Braisa itself, and you'll see within the Braisa there's something that doesn't make sense. You'd have to resolve that, and the way we'll have to resolve that, we'll resolve both things. Gemara asks, Uli Taimach, and what are you trying to suggest? That, okay, you want to say that Rabbi Yehuda holds Tumah is Dechuya, it's pushed away, but Tikshalach hi Gufa. According to that reason, the Braisa itself has a problem. In and of itself, the Braisa doesn't make sense. There's a better question you could be asking. And what is that? Let's go back to that Braisa. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, what did we say? Rabbi Yehuda says, Ma'avirim, we intercalate the year. But then, that same Rabbi Yehuda goes and brings a story, doesn't he? Mm-hmm. And that story seems to contradict what he just said. He said, we push off a year because of Tumah. Right? We do push it off. So then what was the very next thing the Braisa said? The Amar Yehuda said the story with Ma'isa b'Chizkiya Melech Yehuda. Remember the story with Chizkiya, the king of Yehuda. She Iber es Hashanim v'nei Tumah. He intercalated the year because of Tumah. Ubikesh Rachim al Atzma. And he asked forgiveness for what he did. He did something wrong. But wait a minute. How could Rabbi Yehuda? Why would Rabbi Yehuda bring this story? What did he do wrong? What did he do wrong? You're allowed to push off. You're allowed to intercalate a year because of Tumah. Right? So what was the problem, right? If Rabbi Yehuda just finished saying you can intercalate a year because of Tumah, right? Then the next thing, the next line in the Braisa, Rabbi Yehuda himself, the way he understands the Psukim in the Navi, that says that Chizkiya intercalated the year because of Tumah, because of Pesach, and he asked for mercy. In other words, he felt he did something wrong. Huh, what do you mean he did something wrong? He didn't do anything wrong. He was allowed intercalated. So the Bryce itself is contradicting itself. Ella what? We must not know Pshat and Rebbe Hudin the Bryce at all. Now, later on, the other rabbis gave other reasons why he had to ask for mercy, for forgiveness. But right now, with Rebbe Yehuda himself, it's a problem. You hear the problem here? So you're asking a question, Rebbe Yehuda over here. It's contradicting what he says over there. We get Rebbe Yehuda in the Braisa, it's going to string him the next line. So therefore, we must learn the Braisa differently. And by learning it differently, the whole question falls off. But Shelley's not going to like the answer because it's one of those answers. It's one of those, some words are missing answers. All right? So therefore, the Gemara now makes the following point. Ella, we got to say, we got to make the Braisa make sense. Once the Braisa makes sense, then the question will fall off. Ella chasura maxura. But it's as if the Braisa were missing words. And this is how you're supposed to read and understand the Braisa. Starting from the beginning. Tanakama. Tanakama we're not going to change. We're going to add to the Tanakama. Tanakama says, Ein ma'virin es ha'shana mipnei ha'tumah. We don't intercalate here because of tumah. Now is the part that's missing. The part that you read in between the lines. But, this is a ve'imi rule, but what if you did do it? What if, still in the Tanakama. But what if you did do it? Then Muberis, it's effective. So now the Gemara is retracting on its original understanding of the Braisa. It is actually the Tanakama and not Rabbi Yehuda who maintains that Tumah is merely pushed aside. Because instead of after the fact, it's okay. How could it be okay after the fact? Because you hold that, you know, it still was okay because you pushed it off. According to this, good reason for the court to extend the year on account of Tumah. This avoids having tummy individuals bring sacrifice with the Torah permit only with reluctance. Nevertheless, this is not enough of a reason for the court to bother extending the year in the first place. In other words, it's kind of a nishtahi nishtahir. In other words, it's not enough, even though you hold it, the Tumah is pushed off and we reluctantly, but just because we're reluctantly, it's still not enough of a reason to push off the year, maybe for the reasons that Shelley said. Why do you want to mess up the whole calendar? Remember, you didn't like this whole idea. He said, what are you doing that for? You're messing up the calendar. So it could be initially, we don't want to do it. Even though we hold Tumah is only Tuchuya, and it's not optimal to do this. But let's look at the choices. Is it more optimal that everybody should do it and push off the month? But you're messing up the calendar. And you may be messing up people's crops. We have to wait and this and that. So initially we wouldn't do it. But what if you did it after the fact? Okay, then I guess it's okay because still we at least helped something. Something helped. At least we're doing it in a more optimal way regarding the issue of the Tumah. That's what he's saying. So therefore, that's a totally different understanding of Rabbi Yehuda, the Tanakama. Now, obviously, then the next line, Rabbi Yehuda, is just we're going to just change the text. This really, it's more than just a couple words missing. This is like, so now Rabbi Yehuda is going to argue on that. It's only one word. Yehuda Omer, Eina Muberis. He says, if you do it even after the fact, it's not good. See, adding the word, there's another word missing. There's a word missing after the Tanakama, and there's a word missing Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, not Muberis, but Eina Muberis. According to Rabbi Yehuda, Tumah is permitted when the community is involved. He holds Tumah Hutra B'tzibur, as he indeed said. Remember, you try to avoid a contradiction. You see by Yom Kippur in the Tzitz, he said clearly the words that you have to understand. We learned the Bryce and said, well, we can deduce from his words that Tumah is pushed off. But there's a Bryce where he said clearly it's Hutra. Clearly he said it's Hutra. So you got to say that's the main. So therefore, this Bryce has got to be missing a word to make it himself. According to Behuda, when Tumah is permitted when he was involved, he therefore maintains that there's no reason to extend the year just because most of the community will be Tameh. When they bring the Pesach sacrifice. Hence, if the court extends the year for that reason, it is ineffective. So he's saying it's ineffective. Now there's no contradiction to Yehuda. And now the next line makes sense. And then when he went and interpolated the year because of Tumah, he went and he asked for mercy because he wasn't supposed to do it. You follow? I'm a Rabbi Yehuda. Then Rabbi Yehuda comes along and talks about Chizkiyah's plea for mercy because he did it the wrong way. According to Rabbi Yehuda, Chizkiyah extended the year because Moshe Kuni was Tameh, and he holds B'dievet, even then it's not good, and later sought forgiveness for God for having done so. Obviously, then Chizkiyah realized it was wrong to extend the year if the community is Tameh. This proves that Tumah is Hutra. Hutra means everything is fine. There's no need to push it off when the community is involved. So that's how we've flipped the Braisa totally. You have to flip the Braisa. It comes out that, no, the first opinion holds Tuma Dechuya, but only Dechuya enough that if after the fact you did it, we'll say it was done. You could push it off, but initially you still shouldn't do it. Comes along Yehuda and says, no, even after the fact it's no good, because he holds Tumas only is Hutra, and there's no need to ever extend the year. And therefore he brings the next story where Chizkiya did extend it, and he asked for mercy because he should not have extended it. Got that?
So he's saying that story says that
it reaffirms what he says. I'm sorry?
It was permitted to have Tumah.
Because it's Hutra. It's Hutra. It was totally fine.
Right. So there's no need to extend it.
So now that's the flow now goes. Now, of course, we have to put in a missing word here, a missing word there. You know, that's just the way it is. But at least we keep them consistent. Okay. So you think you're out of the water. You're not out of the water. Because remember, there was a third opinion. Tanakama now says, originally said that Tanakama said that what? That you do not intercalate it. But then it said, no, you don't intercalate it, but if you did, it's okay. Mm-hmm. In other words, initially not, but if you did, it's okay. Yehuda says, no, even if you did it, it's not okay. But then we had a third opinion, Reb Shimon. Now that we've changed all the names and the opinions here, it appears we have a problem. The third opinion, Ihachi, if so, Rabbi Shimon Omer, what does he say? Im mipnei ha'ibur ha'tuma iburim uberes. If they make it, if they extend the year because of tuma, it is okay. Well, doesn't that sound exactly like the first opinion? Hainu tam nakama. Now you've changed the first opinion to say that if you intercalate the year, it's okay. So he's saying the same thing. Rabbi Shimon's view is thus the same as that of Tanakama. Both maintain we should not intercalate an account of them in the first place, but if we do, it's effective. Remember, what were the words he said? The third opinion, if because of Tumah you did it, it's okay. He didn't kind of say, you do it for Tumah. He said, if you did it. That sounds like a B'dievet expression. Look at what he says. Reb Shimon's choice of words implies that his view is identical to Tanakama's view. In other words, that a year should not be extended on account of the court, Tumah, initially, but that if the court does so, it is effective. Ruling on whether to affect a year when the community is tummy, Reb Shimon chose the past tense. In the past, it is okay if they intercalate it. Why didn't he say if they? Why didn't you say go and do it? This indicates that he holds, as does the Tanakhama, the court should not extend the year on account of Tumah initially, but if he does so, it's effective. If this is true, asked the Gemara, our present interpretation of Tanakhama must be incorrect, for the Braisa would not have presented two identical views. Remember, we started off initially, before today, we thought Rabbi Huda said, you don't intercalate, period. Without any amendations, at least this problem wasn't. You know, we got a Braisa that if you look at it one way, the old way is good, but it's one problem. The new way, you've corrected one problem, but created a new problem. Let's go back. The old way. First opinion says, you can't intercalate the year, period. Rabbi Huda says, you can intercalate the year. Right? Wow, problem that's going to contradict him from somewhere else. And what's the next story is kind of him. But then there's a third opinion, and this Reb Shimon says, if you intercalate a year, it's okay. Now we have three separate opinions. Reb Yehuda says you can't intercalate a year at all. Tanakama says you can't intercalate the year at all. Reb Yehuda says you can intercalate. Reb Shimon says you shouldn't, but if after the fact you did, it's okay. Now you have three separate opinions. That's the way we learned it at the beginning of the week. But we got a problem with Rabbi Yehuda, so we have to amend everything. Now that we've amended it, we've solved one problem, but created a new problem. By saying that, no, the initial opinion says that you shouldn't do it, but if you did, it's okay. If you did, it's okay. Now we say, Rabbi Yehuda says, no, even if you did, it's not okay. That solves the contradiction from the tzitz. And then the next story fits. But now, if the first opinion says you shouldn't do it, but if you did, it's okay. The third opinion, Rabbi Shimon says, if you did it, it's okay. It sounds like the same thing. So the first and third opinion said, we wouldn't bring the same opinion twice. That's the problem. To which Rava kind of squeezes through an answer. Amarava, he says, no, the first and third opinion are not the same. They do argue, lichat chila ika beinayhu. They argue about the initial halacha. Can you do it in the first place? According to Tanakhama, we don't do it in the first place. According to Rav Shimon, you can. But wait a minute, what about the wording? Didn't the wording imply after the fact? Right? That was the problem. Didn't the wording says, if you did it, it's okay? Gemara now retracts its previous interpretation of Shimon. Rav Shimon used the past tense of avar. He never meant to imply that preferably we should not intercalate an account of Tumah. So then why did you use the past tense? Because it's going on the middle statement. In other words, like this. Statement one says, you don't intercalate the year, but if you did, it's okay. That was Rav Yehuda. Tanakhama. Rav Yehuda says, no! Even if you did, it's not okay. So now the third opinion is just following the second opinion. The second opinion said, even if you did, it's not okay. No. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. Finished. Look what he says. He used this tense simply because Rabbi Yehuda, the Tanna preceding him, also used that tense. Rabbi Yehuda said, if you did, it's not okay. So he's just following that language. Thus, Rabbi Shimon does sanction intercalation on account of Toma and disputes the time coming to the contrary. This is a dochek. This answer is a bit of a pressed because he didn't have to say if he did. He's just saying, well, since the opinion before him said if he did, it's not good, he uses the same wording. But it's very misleading, so it's still not 100% perfect. This answer does not leave us 100% perfect. Because really now what happens is, the old way we were learning, the whole Brisa was good, except Rabbi Yehuda seems to contradict himself with the story he brings, and he contradicts himself with somebody else. That was the problem. Now that we fix it up, he doesn't contradict from the tzitz, he doesn't contradict his own story, but what's the problem? The last opinion, Rabbi Shimon really does sound like the first opinion. The wording of it, right? And what did we have to do to create this new setup? It said, well, there's a lot of words missing. Words missing in the first opinion, words missing in the second opinion, and now when it comes to the third opinion, he worded it in a way that's misleading. Well, that's just the way it is. You got your choice, which way you're going to deal with it. You follow? So even at the end of the day, he's saying, no, the third opinion, even though he used the past tense, which we would think means only after the fact and not initially, well, he only used the past tense because the opinion before him used the past tense. And the opinion before said, even if you did it, it's all good. So he said, well, no, if you did it, it's okay. But why would he be forced to use the past tense if that's not really his opinion? So that's a weakness in this answer. The Gemara thus concludes, I'm looking at the notes, that the Tanakhama and Rav Shimon both agree that Tumah is merely pushed aside. Just pushed aside when community is involved. And it's preferable the community bring the Pesach sacrifice while together. The first two opinions. They disagree over whether this is reason enough to sanction intercalation of Tumah if after the fact it's okay. Tumah is Hutra. But if after the fact is it okay? According to Rav Shimon, no, it's Tehuya. It is, whereas, according to Nakama, it is not. Okay, that's the point. Okay? Reb Shimon says, according to Reb Shimon, he says you can initially do it. Right? Can initially do it. That's the Machlokas, yeah?
So they say that Tanakhama and Reb Shimon agree that Tuna is pushed aside, so you don't interpolate.
Initially, you shouldn't. Now, what about Bidi Evid? What if you did? So Tanakhama says, well, if you did, okay, it's still, it's okay.
Then they say it's preferable that they bring it while they're before, which means you would intercalate.
You would intercalate, but only after the fact. In other words, they really hold it. The question is, how hutcher do you hold it to be?
Yeah.
How do you really, really hutcher? Or semi-hutra. There was no need to do it, but what if you did do it? In other words, it's not a problem. It's not a problem. But yeah, okay, you're going to tell me it's not a problem, but Lamaisa, they were tummy. Even you're going to tell me it's not a problem, and you're not going to say, it's something we prefer, but what if I did do it? Okay, if you did do it, okay, it's okay, because now there's at least going to be tar. That's the machlokas. Do we say this? Obviously, the opinion that says after fact it's no good would be more consistent. But Rabbi Yehuda is kind of nishtahi nishtaher. He's saying, well, it's hutra. It's we don't look at this as not an optimal. But if they did it, lamaisa, they're tar, so that's pretty good, So we're not going to undo what you did. But wouldn't have bothered to begin with. Comes along Rabbi Shimon and says, well, initially you could do it. Well, if an isha could do it, then must be the tuma is dechuya, according to Reb Shimon. You have to say that.
We say that the Hashem gave the Sanhedrin the power to create the reality about the times and Rosh Chodesh, etc. So why would Rabbi Yehuda say after the fact it's no good? They did it. How could it not be good? Who's going to reverse it? It's the Sanhedrin.
Well, wait a minute. If Sanhedrin makes a mistake, they still have to bring a par helam dover. According to you, let's take out one mitzvah of the Torah. One of the 613 mitzvahs, if the Sanhedrin makes a mistake, a real mistake, the whole community needs kapara, and they bring a special carbon for that.
Right.
So you see that doesn't always change reality. If they're wrong, it doesn't change reality. The question is, what's the halacha? That's the same thing with, what do you call it? Chizkiyahu. Chizkiyahu said, let's do it. Right? And he was wrong. So we only say this, for example, we say is if they decide, they change reality when they do what's right, not when they do what's wrong. Or else, how do you ever have a concept of bringing a communal offering where the whole community did something wrong because the Sanhedrin told them to do that? According to you, you never have that korban, because if they whatever they say is, no. There's still, even the Sanhedrin is not beyond the law. Now, sometimes they may make decisions that will alter reality that they didn't have to, but it's not because it's beyond the law. What if they chose, when they choose to decide if it's an intercalated year or not, it is. But, you know, don't do it wrong. Don't do it wrong. That's the point he's saying. So now we're going to bring a proof to everything we just said. Now that we've mished around and changed all the pshatim, I'm going to share another brisa that really sings well once we've changed this. But we basically have the answer. We just got to clean up some details. Tanya Namehachi, there's a brisa that supports the answer that we said of the interpretation of these three rabbis. Look, another brisa says, Ein ma'abrim es hashana mipnei hatuma lechatchila. A Tanakhama holds, we don't initially intercalate a year because of Tumah, which implies after the fact it's okay, but we don't initially do it. That would be exactly like the Tanakhama of our Brisa that we started this week. Comes along Reb Shimon. Now look, it's clear. Reb Shimon Omer, not past tense. Ma'abrin, we intercalate it. Okay? We do intercalate it. So that is saying initially. Even though he used the past tense in one brisa, but here he's quoted another brisa initially. So that supports that. If that's the case, now we continue. That brisa, that new brisa we're bringing, continues. If you may do it, how do we deal with this? El mitnei ma bikesh racham asa. So why did Chizkiyahu have to ask rachamim if according to Reb Shimon you can do it because of tumah? Right? Now that brisa, our brisa also asked the question, and now he gives an answer. So he answers the brisa quotes. But we already brought the proof. What we need from the brisa, we got already. Now we're just finishing it up. So if that's the case, Reb Shimon, why was Chizkiyahu saying, I need mercy if you're allowed to initially do it? Ella, the problem is, Shema Arila, you only can intercalate an extra Ador year. And what did he do? What was the mistake? Not that he intercalated. There was something wrong with intercalating because of Tumah, but he intercalated it wrong. That was a problem. Really had nothing to do with Tumah per se. It's the intercalation procedure was done wrong. He intercalated the wrong month. The Hu Iber Nisan B'Nisan. He intercalated the month of Nisan during Nisan. He did a wrong intercalation. In other words, Tumah was okay. Was Tumah okay? You could make another month. That's not a problem. So what he felt he did wrong? He intercalated the wrong month.
This is the one who was pleading for forgiveness?
Yes.
Yeah, but there's other people who would say we got the wrong month. I mean, this is...
In other words, Adar was finished.
Yeah, I know. But
it's the first of Nisan. He says, uh-oh, everyone's tummy. We're going to make Nisan 1, Nisan 2.
Too late. Just did it a little bit too late.
That's what he needed forgiveness for. Do you follow?
No, I understand, but
what doesn't make sense? What do you? I don't understand. What do you mean?
Why didn't anyone protest?
It's too late.
No, he's the Melech. The Melech tells the Sanhedrin what to do. That he is like the head of the Sanhedrin.
But there's all these
so they all these people, the but they agreed with him. It was executive order.
They know it's wrong.
No, maybe he said, no, we have to, this is an exceptional situation. Whatever. Shelley, let's not get into the politics. This is just what happened. You know, the king carries a lot of power, and he persuaded everybody agreed with him. They said, listen, everyone's tame. No one's going to bring a Korban Pesach. So let's just intercalate. Okay, there's problems with this, but this is the answer. So wait a minute. So that's the end of the Brisa. Stop. We brought the proof in front. Now I'm going to say, wait a minute. Let's take a look at this Brisa. They got a different problem, shall we? A different problem. Not, you're just more of a political problem, whatever, a procedural problem. They have a much bigger problem. Omar Mar, what did the master just say? She'ein ma'abri mela adar. You only do interrelate adar, and he did the wrong one. Vahu iber nisan benisan. Wait a minute. Was Chizkiyahu such a dumbbell? Did he not know an explicit verse in the Torah? It's not just Sanhedrin disagreeing. There's a verse. He blew it. V'leisle l'chizkiyah. Does not Chizkiyahu hold when the Torah says, ha'chodesh hazelachem, when it says in 12th chapter of Sefer Shmos, Hashem gave us the first mitzvah, ha'chodesh, this month is the beginning of the year. And what were we referring to?
Nisan.
It's Nisan, right? Zeh Nisan. This is Nisan. V'ein achar Nisan. And this month is Nisan, and no other month may be proclaimed Nisan. That is, once a court sanctifies a month as Nisan, it may not then change the designation by proclaiming it Adar Sheni. In other words, what did he really do? What did Chizkiyahu really do? It was already the first or the second day of Nisan. And then all of a sudden, this was a late breaking news. All of a sudden, everybody became Tomei. Oh, it could even be, let's even take it further. Let's, what was the 8th of Nisan, 9th of Nisan? Everyone's getting ready for Pesach, right? They all got Tomei, and he's got no solution. So I'll tell you what I'm going to do. It's not too late. I'm going to intercalate Adar Sheni now. And this month of Nisan is now Adar Sheni. That's what happened, right? So, but wait a minute. It says this month, once this month is Nisan, no other month may be Kareem Lesan. HaChodesh HaLachem means, this is the first, once you declare a Nisan, you don't make a second declaration. That's the way we understand this. That is, once a court sanctifies a month as Nisan, it may not then change the designation by proclaiming God or Sheni, the intercalated month of the previous year. When Chizkiyahu intercalated Nisan into the previous year, then he disregarded this verse. Why is more did he do so? That the Sanhedrin wouldn't let him get away with. There's not one thing we know. You can't make a Nisan Rishon Nisan Sheni. You only can make Adar Rishon Sheni. But he did the Adar Sheni where he was Nisan. So then, what's going to happen? It comes out late. The court proclaimed. We hereby proclaim this Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Right? Then guess what happened? A week later, no, forget it. We changed our mind. This is Adar Sheni. And then what happens in another 3 weeks? We're now going to proclaim this is Nisan. No. Once you proclaim Nisan, this is the head of the month. Once you proclaim, you can't change it. Right? Now, wait a minute. Gemara's question is based upon its initial interpretation of Shem's position. This is what we've assuming. After sanctifying the month as Nisan, Chizkiyahu intercalated that very month in the previous year. That's what we thought he meant. Gemara's going to say that's not what he meant. When he said those words, he intercalated in Nisan, he didn't mean that. We thought he meant to say when it was Nisan, he backed it up and changed it to Adar Sheni and then made another Nisan. That's not what he meant. But rather, he made a different mistake. He would never have done that. That's black and white. But Shmuel, he made a mistake regarding Shmuel's ruling. This is the mistake he made, a little bit different. Da'amar Shmuel said the following, Ein ma'avrim es hashana b'yom shloshim shadar. You don't intercalate a year on the 30th day of the month of Adar. Now, when can you intercalate? How late can you intercalate the year? How late can you make an Adar Sheni?
End of
till the last day of Adar Rishon. 29. You'll see why not 30. You know, in other words, look at this. Look what's going on. What the Bezek could do? You went and celebrated Purim already. You went and celebrated Purim, right? But look, it's we can't have Pesach now. It's late. You go, how could they have? Well, I guess in the beginning of Adar, they thought it was going to work out, and now they're seeing the crops aren't ready. Whatever. So now you can intercalate an Adar base through the 29th day of Adar Rishon, and then you could turn around and say, you know what? We now are hereby saying this whole month we had was Adar Rishon. You could do that till the 29th of Adar. Once you hit the 30th of Adar, 30th of Adar could very well have been the 1st of Nisan. That's already over the line. That's what Shmuel says. You can't intercalate on the 30th of Adar. Why? Because it could be made Nisan. That is, if a court did not convene before, what if they didn't convene before the 30th of Adar to extend the year? It may not do so on that day, since a court could have sanctified the day as the 1st of Nisan. The way they would have done this is as follows. If the court did not extend the year, and all they didn't extend the year, and also decided to make Adar a short month, it would have sanctified the 30th of Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and that day would then have become Nisan. Consequently, since the 30th could have been part of Nisan, Shmuel maintains the restriction against interpreting Nisan into the previous year applies on that day as well. Okay? That's a rabbinic law. In other words, really, the problem is you can't do it when we get into Nisan. But since the 30th of Adar could have been a Nisan, you know, people are going to start making mistakes. If you do it once on the 30th of Adar, next year, next time we may do the 1st of Nisan. It's too close for comfort. So that's not really going against her. It's more of a rabbinic, to be careful. So therefore, Chizkiyahu, what did he do? He intercalated Adar Sheni on the 30th of Adar Rishon. And Chizkiyahu Sofer, he had no. I'm sorry, what happened here? However, the Ihu, no, what happened? The whole thing just. One second. You're not supposed to do that now. People listening on tape have no idea what's going on over here. However, Raila covered Nissan. Okay, let's hope it works out now. Okay, the Ihu Sofer, he disagreed. He said, Savar Hova Roy Lamarin, we don't say this or this. Since it could be, we don't do it. He said, I don't care what could be. It is what it is. So he violated the kind of a rabbinic thing. So that's what he felt bad about. And then you could see the Sanhedrin would agree to him at least initially. He says, okay, but technically it's not Nisan. But then after they did this, I felt bad. No, we shouldn't have done it because, you know, maybe it could have been, it could make mistakes in the future. That you could see how they would have agreed and how they would have gone back on that. And just one more line, we'll finish the sugya. Tanya Namahaka, I have a price that proves this idea that Ein Ma'arvin Sashana Biyom Shlosh, you do not intercalate a year on the 30th day of Adar. Why? Hoyle, Veroy, Lakova Nisan, since it can be designated Nisan. And that's the end of this sugya.
You should have been davening why Jewish people became Tameh.
Yep. Okay, Shkoyach.